Okay. All right. Evening, everybody. Excellent. All right. We'll start again. Thanks for everybody coming. It's good to have everybody here. We're going to learn a little bit about Sukkot. The three girls in the room that you don't know are my daughters. They're also off from school right now. Well, you guys are not off. They are off from school right now. And so they had nothing better to do, you know, other than come to learn with me. But it's only voice. It's not video. No, they're amazing. So they wanted to come learn, right? You know, in their time, and so they came. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's good times for me. Everybody ready? Yep. Good. We're gonna learn a little bit about Sukkot, and what we're gonna learn today is some. I'm gonna try to teach you a little bit about Hakafot, give you some kavanot for tefillah that we do on Sukkot. We do Hakafot. If I say Hakafot, what's the first thing that you think of? What? Shul, really interesting. Not what I would have thought, but go with it. Yes, shul, that's a good one. What else? Come on now. Somebody else? Dancing, great. Circles, really great. Awesome. Right? Torah, interesting. Why would you say that? I'm just curious. Because you do with the Torah. Awesome. Yeah. Really, really good. Really good. Anybody else? Anything else? Anything else? Okay, fine. That's good enough. Right? Now, I think that when we originally think of Hakafot, right, our minds automatically go to Simchat Torah, right, which is why we're thinking dancing, it's why we're thinking Torahs, right, but the truth is that we do Hakafot every day of Sukkot. Are we aware of this? Yes, we know what I'm talking about. We do Hakafot every day of Sukkot. What was that? Sorry.
You do them in Shul.
You do them in Shul. Yes, every day of Sukkot. What we call what you would call, it's okay, don't worry about it, come on, ain't no faces necessary, it's okay, come on, right? When we do our Oshana, right? We have any Ashkenaz girls here in the room? Any Ashkenaz girls? What? Do we have any Sephardic girls here in the room? No? Okay. So there's a slight difference between the Ashkenaz practice and the Sephardic practice in terms of when we do Hakafot. In general, Ashkenazim do it at the end of Tefillah. I think a lot of shuls that daven Sfarad do it in the middle of the Tefillah, meaning after Shachris, but not after Musaf. Hey, how's it going? There's a chair right over here. Just take this one. All right, perfect. Just take this one. It's great.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course I'm sure. You could sit anywhere you want. All right, amazing. Welcome. It's awesome. You missed your part. It's okay. It's fine. Right. So we do them every day of Sukkot. We take the Dalet Minim, if you've been there or you haven't been there in Shul, and we say a tefillah called Hoshana. Right. It goes Hoshana Lamancha Elokeinu, Hoshana Lamancha Barenu, Hoshana Lamancha Goalenu, Hoshana Lamancha Dorshenu. Yeah. Save us for your sake, God. Is pretty much how it goes. And then each day has its own paragraph. Does everybody know what I'm talking about? Don't know what I'm talking about? And yes, maybe. Okay, fine. And then we take the lulav and esrog with the hadassim and the aravot, and we walk around the bima. Right. What was that? Sorry.
One of the cultiest.
It's one of the cultiest parts.
I think it's like really up there.
Okay, awesome. So I don't know what you mean, but what we're going to do today, it's okay, don't worry about it. What we're going to do today is we're going to try to explain why we do that. And what is that all about? I'm going to try to show you that it's a form and type of tefillah. And then when we're done today, you're going to tell me if we're still... if it's still one of the cultiest things or not.
I don't mean like an outsider point of view.
It's okay.
If an outsider were to come in and see that, they would be like, "Wow, cult."
Maybe it could be. Right? You would have to operationally. Shh. Hey guys, one second. You'd have to operationally define for me cult, right? You know, and so that I know how we get there. But I don't want to do that right now. It's okay, right? Wait, I only have one page. That means that somebody else only has one page. Who only has one side? Somebody only has one side. You only have one side. That means that you have my second side. Can I get it back? And then, do we have? We don't have any more? We're all out?
We can share.
Okay, fine. We can share? All right, thank you. I'm sorry. All right, so.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, we got an extra one. Perfect. No, it's good. It's good. It's good. All right, everybody ready? Let's do this. Good. So this practice actually goes very, very far back. This practice comes to us already from the Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about, we're good? Good. This Mishnah is talking about Hoshana Rabbah. Everybody knows what Hoshana Rabbah is. Do I need to explain? Hoshana Rabbah is the last day of Sukkot. So after Sukkot, there's another holiday which is called Shemini Atzeret. But the last day of Sukkot, right? Sukkot is 7 days long. For the Chutznikim, it's 8 days long, right? And then the last day is Shemini Atzeret because Sukkot is 7 days, and so Shemini Atzeret is the eighth day, right? Shmini from Shmoneh, right? And in Chutz Laaretz, then you have 9 days, right? That's how Sukkot goes. So the last day of Sukkot is actually the day of Chol Hamoed. Sukkot is different than Pesach. Pesach has Yom Tov in the beginning and Yom Tov in the end, and it has 5 days of Chol Hamoed in the middle. Sukkot has 1 day of Yom Tov in the beginning and then 6 days of Chol Hamoed that follow. And then that's the end of Sukkot. And then when we think that Sukkot has Yom Tov in the beginning and Yom Tov in the end, that's not really true. It's because it has Yom Tov in the beginning and it has Shmini Atzeret, which is a different Yom Tov in the end. There's an argument in the Gemara whether Shmini Atzeret is part of Sukkot or not. And generally speaking, we assume that Shmini Atzeret is his own holiday. But we're not here to talk about that today. That's not really our topic. What I'm just trying to get at is that the last day of Sukkot is called Hoshana Rabbah, right? That's what we call the last day of Sukkot, which is the last day of Chol Hamoed. And it's a little bit interesting for people who keep keep 2 days of Yom Tov, because then that next day, right, it's like doubtful whether everyone knows what I'm talking about, right? So I don't know if today is really Hoshana Rabbah or if today is really Shmini Atzeret, right? And that's why most people outside of the land of Israel do sit in the sukkah on that day. They don't make a bracha, but they do sit in the sukkah. Some people don't sit in the sukkah. Okay, also not our topic right now, but these are all good Sukkot topics. Did anybody talk about any of these topics in the Yom Iyun? No, this is the last class. How did nobody talk about any of the good topics I'm bringing up? Okay, fine. It's all right. You had amazing shiurim, I'm sure, right? But what we're going to talk about, right, is the hakafot, or what, the walking around that we do every day during the Hoshanah, also during the hakafot, but the Mishnah that we have in front of us is specifically talking about Hoshana Rabbah, what they used to do in the Beit HaMikdash on the last day of Sukkot. Everybody ready? Yeah? Good. Somebody want to read a Mishnah? Or am I on? Yes. Amazing. Thank you. I'm sorry, though. I'm Aaron Feigenbaum. You are? Gabriella Gottlieb. Go. Gabriella, you ready?
Yeah.
Awesome. Gabriella, you could stop reading whenever you want, okay? I won't do all the reading rules for my classes. Okay, just whenever you're done, just let me know, okay? Go.
Mitzvah,
awesome. How did they used to do the Aravot on the last day of Sukkot? Ano Shana Rabbah. Did you want to translate too? I'm sorry. I just took that away from you. What?
Sure.
Okay, I'll give it to you if you want. I just naturally
somebody
just did
else
it.
Could have it.
Okay, so I'll take that part. Okay, you mean you're done reading?
No.
I'm making this more complicated than it needs to be. Gabriella, go. You're on. Thank you. Go.
Makom Hayah Lematem Yerushalayim.
Mata, you got it right. Underneath. Right. There's this place south of Yerushalayim. It's called Motza. Okay, keep going.
Yordin Lasham V'Makletin Misham Moribio Shel Arava.
Awesome. They used to go down there, right, before Hoshana Rabbah, and they would collect these big bundles of Aravot. It doesn't say big. It just says bundles. I said big. But they collected bundles of Aravot. Sorry. Go ahead. Somebody was going to correct me on the big thing. That's why I had to throw it in myself. All right, go ahead.
Uba'ein v'zokfin otan bitzadi v'hamizbeach.
Good. And bitzidi hamizbeach. Good. And they used to take these aravot then, and they used to stand them up on the side of the mizbeach, right? So if you could imagine for a second the mizbeach, right? And now the mizbeach is being surrounded by aravot because they have these aravot, and they are standing them up around the mizbeach. So far, so good. Everybody's with Gabriella? Good. Gabrielle, are you still reading?
Sure.
Good, keep going. Wow. No, you just read it. Perfect. And the top of the Aravot would go over the top of the Mizbeach. So these were really tall Aravot. Anybody ever go to shul on Hoshana Rabbah? Anybody? What? What was that? Oh, people do that. I don't want to talk about that today. Right? People do that. But there's always one guy in every shul. There's always one guy who brings in a tree. Instead of bringing like a regular arava, he brings in like a tree. There's always one guy. If you go on Hoshana Rabbah, there's going to be one guy. I can't guarantee it, but there's always one guy. There's, what was that? There's only one. Yeah, because, yeah. No, there's usually only one. There's usually only one, but there's always one, right? In any event, right? They had these really tall aravot, really, really tall. They would stand up on the side of the mizbeach. They would go all the way over onto the top of the mizbeach. Great, let's keep going, Gabriella, if you're still reading.
Tiku v'hariu v'tiku.
So what did they do? I'll let you translate this part for somebody else. They blew the shofar, right? They blew tekiah, they blew truah, they blew tekiah again, because that's how we always blow the shofar, tekiah, truah, tekiah. Yes, I know sometimes there's shvarim, but that's just because we don't know what's really truah. There's really no such thing as shvarim. We just don't know what the proper sound of truah is, and that's why we do it that way. But always shofar is tekiah, truah, tekiah. Okay, great, doing great. So they blew the shofar. Every day they used to go around the Mizbeach. They would walk around. So this cult was in the Beit HaMikdash, right? I did that right, right? Yeah. Oh, but now someone's gonna think I really meant that. I didn't mean cold. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that, right? So they already used to do this in the Beit HaMikdash. They used to walk around the Mizbeach every day of Sukkot. They walked around once. We still do it this way, by the way. We don't go around the Mizbeach because we don't have a Mizbeach. What do we go around? We go around the Torah, around the Bima. We actually do take a Torah out, by the way. If you're in shul, we take a Torah out. We bring it to the Bima and we go around. Kacha. Just like they used to go around the Mizbeach. Every day of Sukkot, they went around once. They didn't just go around. They used to say a tefillah when they went around. And they used to say? Well, nobody wants to translate. Perfect. Awesome. They said, "Ana Hashem Oshiyana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana." Right? Beautiful. Great. Let's keep going. Gabrielle, you're almost there.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer.
Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, right? He does.
Vehu,
Rabbi Yehuda says they didn't say "Ana Hashem Oshiyana." They said, "Ani Vaho Hoshiyana." That's what they used to say. Anybody know what that means? Impressive. No? It's right there. I don't have to spell it right there on the page. Can I use it in a sentence? Yes, I can. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shebechol Yom, Lo Hayu Omrim Ana Hashem Oshiyana, Ela Hayu Omrim Ani Vaho Oshiyana. Can I give you the origin? Yes, it's from ancient Hebrew. What? What else do you get in the spelling bee?
Like a new
no. What is that? Oh, that's so amazing that you would say that. I think that it's similar to that. That's actually not the source of it, right? But I think that there's a reason why that's connected. And if we have time today and I don't waste all of our time, right, then remind me if I don't come back to it, right? Okay, fine. Okay, awesome. Okay, good. So I'll show you where this comes from in 1 second. We'll get there in 1 second. We'll read Rashi together in 1 second. But before we do that, let's just finish the Mishnah, okay? Let's finish the Mishnah and then we'll read Rashi, okay? But also Ayom, so Yehuda said they used to say a different tefillah. Ani Vaho Oshiyana. Not on Hashem Oshiyana, but Ani Vaho Oshiyana. And on that day, on Hoshana Rabbah,
Makfin et HaMizbeach Shevat Ham.
They used to go around the Mizbeach not once, but 7 times. Okay? What time are we supposed to finish this class? Anyway? Like 5:45? Seriously? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that like negotiable? No. Okay, fine. So we'll do it. So on that day, they used to go around not once, but on 7 times. Now, by the way, we still do this exactly the same way today. Every day of Sukkot, we go around the Bima, around the Torah once, and we say, Ana Hashem Oshiyana. By the way, we also say Rabbi Yehuda's Tefillah. We also say Ani Vaho Oshiyana. We do both, right? And on Hoshana Rabbah, we go around 7 times, and we do both. We say Ana Hashem Oshiyana, and we say Ani Vaho Oshiyana. We do both. What does it mean? I'm going to tell you the answer to that question, right? Give me 1 second, Gabriella. But first, I want to ask a different question, and then I'm going to come back to this question, okay? And what we're going to try to do is explain why do we do this? Not just why do we say this tefillah, but why do we walk around? Why did they go around the Mizbeach, and why do we go around the Bima? What's that all about? Everybody with me here? Awesome. Let's do this. In order to understand why we do that, and once we know why we do that, by the way, you'll have kavanos for the tefillah, so that when you're standing in shul, right, and they're going around, or you're going around, or whatever it is that that you're doing, right, we won't be thinking to ourselves, oh my gosh, I'm part of such a cult. No, maybe we will, I don't know, I can't tell you what to think, but at least we'll understand why it is that we're doing this, and what is the kavana of the tefillah. Meaning, what I mean to say is there has to be a reason why we walk around. Yes, everybody's with me, yeah? We just had Yom Kippur, right? We did a lot of tefillah, but we didn't walk around anything, right? Right. Well, maybe you did. Okay, fine. But that certainly wasn't part of the tefillah. Maybe you had a dance or something like that. Then you, okay, fine. But that wasn't scripted into the tefillah that it has to be that way. But this is scripted into the tefillah that they did it this way. Every day they went around the Mizbeach once on Hoshana Rabbah, they went around 7 times. And why did they do that? Why is that part of the tefillah? Now we're ready. In order to answer this question, right, we have to understand Rabbi Yehuda's tefillah. You ready? Rabbi Yehuda's tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda said, we don't say Ana Hashem Oshiyana, we say Ani Vaho Oshiyana. If you look at Rashi, it's right on the bottom. It's Rashi on this Mishnah. Yep. Rashi says something very strange. I'm going to read Rashi. Is that okay, everybody? Yep. Here we go. Rashi says like this. Ani Vaho, what does that mean? Bigamatria Ana Hashem. Oh, do you like gematria? You don't like gematria. I don't know. I'm not a huge gematria guy. But don't worry about it. It's okay, because Rashi's going to say something else. Don't worry. You don't have to love gematria. It's okay. Rashi says, this is not going to help us. This part of the Rashi, I mean, it might help us, but it's going to make things more difficult, not going to make things easier, right? Rashi says, listen, Ani Vaho, in gematria, it's just Ana Hashem. So what did the Tanakhama say? What's the tefillah that we say when we walk around? We say Ana Hashem Oshiyana. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Ani Vaho Oshiyana. Why would he do that? Because it's gematria. Shriya Anah Hashem. Well, then why does that help? Why don't you just say Anah Hashem Oshiana? Right? Well, you gotta be so complicated about it. Right? With me here? Yeah? Right? Right? Well, just do it simple. Just do it straight. But Hugo Rashi writes next. Are you ready? Va'od. There's a reason. There's a reason why Rabbi Yehuda thought we should do it like this. I'll tell you why. Because Mishivim Ushtayim Shemosim. Because there are 72 different names of God. 72 different names of God that each have three letters. And these, Ani Veho, are two different names of God. Where does Rashi know that there's 72 different names of God that each have three letters? Go Rashi writes. This is Rashi. This is not like a Hasidic Torah that I'm teaching you right here, everybody, okay? This is Rashi, yeah? Hanikuvim b'shalosh mikros hasmuchim b'parshas vayehi b'shalach. It's based on three psukim in Parshas B'shalach. By the way, I gave you the psukim right underneath. If you want to look, these are the three psukim. Vayisa, malach Elohim, ha'olich lifnei machane Yisrael, vayelech me'achareihem. Does everybody see where I'm reading right now? No, just go down to the next paragraph, right? If you don't see it, go down to the next paragraph. So the Jews left Mitzrayim. They went down to the Yam. The Egyptians started chasing them down to the Yam. And the Jews are scared. You remember that? Yes? Yes? Right? Okay, great. Then the Torah says these psukim. There was a malach, a pillar, cloud, right? A malach that was in front of the Jews, and it came behind the Jews. Vayisa amura anan mipnehem vayamor me'achrayem. So the malach and the cloud that was in front of the Jews, it came behind the Jews. Vayavo, bein machaneh Mitzrayim ubein machaneh Yisrael, the cloud and the malach, they came in between the encampment of the Jews and the encampment of the Egyptians. Vayehi ha'anan v'achoshech, and it was dark and it was cloudy. Vayyo'er es ha'layla, but for the Jews, they had light. V'lo korav ze el ze kol ha'layla, and the Jews and the Egyptians, they stayed separate the whole night. Neither the Jews went towards the Egyptians, nor the Egyptians went towards the Jews. Vayet Moshe es yado al hayam, and Moshe reached out his hand over the yam. Vayelech Adonai and a strong wind started blowing all night. And then the sea split. Yeah? Those are the psukim. Go back to the Rashi, right where I left off. In the second line in the Rashi, right? Vayisa vayavo bein machane vayet Moshe es yado. Those are the three psukim that I just read. Ushlashton b'nei shivim ushtayim osios. These three psukim in a row, they all have 72 letters. You can count it later. Spoiler alert. I didn't count them. I trusted Rashi. But you can count them later if you want. Each of these psukim, three psukim in a row, they all have 72 letters. Umehen shema miforash. And these three psukim make up some of the names of God. How do you ascertain the names? How do you figure it out? Rashi says the secret. Os rishona shel pasuk rishon. You take the first letter of the first pasuk. Va'achrona shel emtsai. And then the last letter of the second pasuk. Virishona shel achron, and then the first letter of the last pasuk. So let's do it together. Everybody ready? Give me 1 second. The first letter of the first pasuk is vav. The last letter of the second pasuk is hey. The first letter of the third pasuk is vav, which is veho. Perfect, right? That's one of our names. Yeah, everybody's with me, right? That's one of our names. Rabbi Yehuda said that you say ani veho hoshiana, right? Is everybody with me? That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. And what Rashi is saying is that Ani Veho is Gematria Ana Hashem. And then we asked the question. We were like, why you gotta be like that? Right? If it's just Gematria Ana Hashem, then just say Ana Hashem. Why do you have to change Ana Hashem to Ani Veho? And Rashi is saying, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because Ani Veho is not just Gematria Ana Hashem. It's not cutesy stuff. Ani Veho are two names of God. And what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that really the tefillah is deeper than Ana Hashem Oshiana. The tefillah is a call to God in these two specific names. I know. Why these two? Because we said it's going to be 72 different names over here. Everybody's with me, right? Yeah, right, right. So why these two? I'm going to answer that question for you. Don't worry. I'm going to get there. Right? But the tefillah is deeper than that. The tefillah is calling out to these specific names of God. We're familiar with this concept that God has different names that have different kinds of meanings and use in different kinds of contexts. Right? So here's some new names of God that you may not have heard before. Right? And they have other meanings and different contexts that we use them in. And so Rabbi Yehuda says that we use them in this context, and that's why Hashem HaRishon, I'm back in Rashi, Veho. The first name is Veho. Vav Shel Vayisa. Hey de kol alayla, vav de vayet. We just did that together. Rashi just took the letters for you from the three different psukim. V'shem ha-shloshim v'sheva. And if you go through this exercise, you will find that the 37th name of God in these psukim is Ani. So these are two different names of names of God. Yes. Good. Oh wait, I'm sorry. Wait a second. You were waiting.
Yeah. Just wait. Why these three different?
I can answer that question for you. I can. But give me a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Also, how is Rashi just like randomly like bouncing around like all these pesukim like and like creating like?
No. These are three pesukim that are all in a row.
No. I'm saying like the letters within like the first of the.
Yes. Okay, good. So these are very similar questions. Yeah. Fine, I'll tell you the answers. Right? The rabbis had a tradition that these psukim, right, make up and represent the names of God. Why are these psukim representative and making up the names of God? I think I can answer that question. I'm not sure, but give me a few minutes because I want to develop this concept a little bit more, and then I think we'll be able to understand it better. Meaning I could tell you the answer right now, but I think it'll make more sense in a few minutes. Is that okay? Yeah? Everybody ready? Now we have to read the Marsha. Good? The Marsha asks the next question. We're building here. We're building. Yeah? The Marsha asks the next question. The Marsha first quotes Rashi. Everybody sees where the Marsha is? Yeah? Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Aniva Ho Oshiyana. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's Aniva Ho Oshiyana, not Ana Hashem Oshiyana, but Aniva Ho Oshiyana. And now the Marsha says, first you got to read Rashi. Kipeirash Rashi. Aniva Ho Gematria Ana Hashem. Va'od may ayin base shem osein. Ayin shem. So Aniva Ho is two things going for it. One, it's Gematria Ana Hashem. So part of the tefillah of Aniva Ho is Ana Hashem. But also, it's two different names of God. And so part of the tefillah are these two names of God, which we haven't explained yet. Mihu Yeshla Ayin Vazeh. But the Marsha says, but we have to understand this. It still doesn't make any sense. Is everybody with me that this still doesn't make any sense? Yeah? We learned some things, but it doesn't all make sense yet. Good. So now the Marsha is going to help us. And the Marsha says, V'nira lechavim. The Marsha says, I think I know what's going on. Shekavanas ha-hakafa sheyishmarenu hakel misaviv mitzaraseinu. Do you know why we go around in a circle? The circle is supposed to be representative of God protecting us from our enemies. It's as if we are drawing a circle around ourselves that God is protecting us from our enemies. That's what the circle is supposed to represent, our shield and our force field. God surrounding us, protecting us from our enemies. Everybody with me so far? Yeah? Kimosha Amaru Mikol Tzarosav Hoshia Chonem Malach Hashem Saviv. It's the pasuk in Tehillim, right? That God sends a malach to surround us, to encircle us, to protect us, and to destroy our enemies. V'hu ba'atzmo inyan hakafat Yericho. And where did the Jews learn this from? That you can go around in a circle and get protection from your enemies, from Yericho. When we came to Yericho and God instructed the Jews to go around Yericho. Now, does anybody remember, by the way? Did they do that all in one day?
Three.
Oh, they didn't? They did it in 7 days? Did they go around the same number of times every day? What? What did they do? They went around one day, one every day, and then seven on the last. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Does that sound familiar? You see the going around in a circle, right? It's supposed to be mimicking the Jews going around the city of Yericho. And what is the tefillah? What are we davening for when we're going around one each day and then seven on the last day? We're davening that God should protect us and save us from our enemies. That God should surround us and protect us and bring down our enemies. Just like God brought down the walls of the city of Yericho. Wait a second, was there a question? Somebody had their hand up and I don't remember. Yeah, sorry, Aaron Feigenbaum. That's me. What?
Bina Newman.
Bina, great to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Didn't that at the end
of... How am I doing, by the way?
You're doing great.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Didn't that at the end of the...
I'm a cult leader. They did.
So
and in the Beit HaMikdash, they blew the shofar also. We read the Mishnah. We don't blow the shofar today anymore. You're asking a good question. How come we don't blow the shofar anymore? Okay, I don't know. But what I can tell you is that when they did it in the Beit HaMikdash, they did blow the shofar. We read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said they blew the shofar. So now you're asking me a different question. How come when we, because ours is like a remembrance of what they used to do in the Beit HaMikdash, how come we don't do it all, right? How come we also don't take our avot and put them around our bima, right? Right, we don't do it. That's how they used to do it. Okay, so I don't know. But the answer to your question is that they used to. That is part of the original tefillah. Yeah, question? Okay, amazing. Let's finish the Marsha. Everybody ready? Vilazot, I mean the second to last line and the first word of the line. Vilazot hakavan hi ahkef ba'arava al shem saviv risham yisachu. Okay, and this is what we're doing also on Hoshana Rabbah, he's saying, okay? And so what the Marsha is telling us what the Marsha is telling us, right, is that that going around is a tefillah, that God should protect us from our enemies and he should destroy our enemies. Now, are you ready? Are you ready? Why these three psukim? Somebody tell me.
What?
Because what happened in these psukim? God moved the cloud and the malach from the front of the camp to the back of the camp to protect us from the Egyptians. So it's going back in time even before Yericho. In Yericho, we went around. Before that, when we were at the Yam Suf, God came around. He came around from the front to the back in order to protect us. And it is from there that we derive these names of God in this tefillah. Now I'm going to tell you why these two names in a second. Hang on 1 minute, but first we have some questions. Yeah. He did a lot of times.
So why are
because here we no. Because here we had an action that God told us to do, right? And through that action, God brought the downfall of our enemies. And so we are taking that and mimicking it. Just like I know he didn't do that anywhere else. I know. No. We didn't do that by any other city. We didn't do that by any other city. It's true. We didn't walk around any other city and we didn't do that. So Not that I can remember right now.
Other times, what about Moshe when he lifts up our arms? Yeah. Why don't we just lift up the things and go? Ooh.
Good. You're asking me a good question. You're asking, why did we take some things and build ritual around them, and other things we didn't take and build ritual around them? I'm not sure. I don't know. What I can do for you, at least today, is explain where this came from, but not just explain where this came from. Once we know where it came from, we also can understand what the meaning of the tefillah is. What I mean to say is that walking around is not just walking around. Walking around is part of the tefillah. And the tefillah says, God, just like you encircled us by the Yam Suf, and you came to protect us, encircle us again and protect us. God, just like we walked around Yericho and you brought the downfall of our enemies, as we walk around here now, God, bring the downfall of our enemies. That's what the tefillah is about. Yeah? Okay, wait, question over here.
Yeah. Then why do we say on Hashem,
the Tanakhama says, right? The Tanakhama, by the way, fundamentally believes the same thing about the tefillah. He just doesn't think we need to get so fancy with the words. Meaning, I can say Ana Hashem Oshiyana, which means please God save me. Right? And I'm doing the same thing. I'm going around and I'm remembering God protecting us by the Yam. I'm going around and I'm remembering God bringing down the walls of Yericho. And I say, Ana Hashem Oshiyana, God save us. Please save us. That's very beautiful what I just said. Rabbi Yehuda digs one step deeper, right? And Rabbi Yehuda says, What happened?
You were like, it's very
important. We're getting a little culty.
What? What happened? What did I miss? Rabbi Yehuda digs one step deeper. Yeah? And Rabbi Yehuda says, right, that don't just say, right, God, please save us, right, but use these two names of God. Now, why these two names? We do both.
Oh, we do.
We do both.
Okay,
we do both. But why these two names? Right, we just said there's a lot of names in these psukim. These psukim have 72 letters in them. So why these two? Out of all of these names, why did Rabbi Yehuda choose these two? Tosis asked that question. So if you go down to the Tosis down there on the bottom, you see the Tosis, second to last source on the page. Yeah? Talking fast. Tosis says, Anivaho. Tosis asked, Kach Perish HaKuntra. So Tosis explains Rashi. I didn't feel the need to put it on the page again. We already learned Rashi, right? 72 letters, different names of God. Yeah, that's Rashi's. That's what Rashi writes. Va'adayin ta'am laze lama nishtanu shnei shemos halalu. Damrinan luhu tfei me'achrini. So Tosis says, but why these two names of God? There's 72 different names of God in these psukim. Why did Rabbi Yehuda pick these two? So one possibility is because they add gematria to Ana Hashem. Maybe, right? He wanted to keep it similar to the tefillah of the Tanakhama, and so these two names add to gematria of Ana Hashem. And so he picked these two names. Maybe, but Tosis is going to say something else. Nah, Tosis is going to say something else. Are you ready? You ready for this, Tosis? Look at this. Mishum, I'll tell you why Tosis says. Didarshinan be'echa rabasi. Because you have to understand these two names of God. And I'm going to understand these two names of God by learning a midrash in Echa Rabasi. What does the midrash say? Dichsiv b'yecheskel. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel. It says, God says, Va'ani b'socha gola. Right? In the pasuk in Yecheskel, God says, "Ani I b'socha gola," means I am in the gola, in the exile. Yeah, Yirmia, God says, "Vehu asur bazikim," God is chained. God is tied up in chains. So we have two psukim that talk about God. The first one says, Ani bisoch hagola. I am in the exile. The second says, Vehu asur bazikin. He is God, is tied up in chains. Kaviyachol, hu be'atzmo. Do you know what these two names of God represent, Tosa says? They both represent God in exile. There's a construct and a concept that the rabbis talk about. It's called Shinta Begalusa. Have you ever heard of it? It means that God goes into the exile with us. When we go into the exile, God comes into the exile with us. You know what Yechezkel says? Ani besoch hagola. God says, I am with y'all in the exile. Yirmiyah says, Vehu, God, asur bazikin. I'm tied up in chains. It's the same idea. It's the same construct. God is tied up in the exile with us. You know why we pick these two names of God specifically? Because what is this tefillah all about? It's asking for God to protect us from our enemies. And so Rabbi Huda says, no, you're not just asking for God to protect us from our enemies. What else are we asking for?
Protect himself.
To protect himself. What does that mean? You're totally right. That's the correct answer. But what does that mean? To protect himself from the enemies. What does that mean? God needs protection? What does it mean? Yes, this is exactly right. Right? The construct is that when the Jews are down, God is down with us. And when the Jews rise, God rises with us. And so do you know what we say in this tefillah? We say, God, protect us from our enemies. But you know what Rabbi Yehuda adds now? That's the Tanna Kamma. The Tanna Kamma says, Ana Hashem Oshiyana, God, protect us from our enemies. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we can do better than that. Not just God, protect us from our enemies, but God, protect us, because in protecting us, that protects you, that saves you, that creates Kiddush Hashem, it prevents Chilul Hashem. So God, help me. Help you, right? Isn't that how Tom Cruise said it? Help me. No, you guys are too young. Help you, right? Right? Help me, help you. You know what the tefillah actually says, by the way? You know what we actually say when we say the Hoshanas? This is the best part? Maybe not. But you know what we actually say? The tefillah is Hoshana Limancha Elokeinu. What does that mean? Save us, God, for your sake. What does it mean, save us for your sake? It means save us, God, so that we can make Kiddush Hashem. Save us, God, so that there won't be Chilul Hashem. That's the whole essence of the Tefillah of Hoshanos. That's why we pick it up. That's why we walk around and ask for protection. That's why Rabbi Yehuda said, no, we should say Ani V'ho, because Ani V'ho is representative of God's name being with us in the exile. So we say Ani V'ho Hoshiyana, which means God, save us to save you. And that's why the whole Tefillah of Hoshanos is Hoshana L'mancha Elokeinu. God, save us to save you. It's all layered on top of each other because it's all together, because it's all the same tefillah. How are we doing here? Everybody with me? Yeah? Yes, go ahead. Question in the back. Go.
And we do this on Sukkot because they leave a rebel on Mizbeach, or what was the reason for that?
It's a great question. Why do we do it on Sukkot?
Yeah.
I have an idea, but I'm not positive. Okay. Well, we do it on Sukkot, right? Because they did it on Sukkot, right? Because Hoshana Rabbah is part of the holiday of Sukkot. Now, if that works for you, then that's amazing, and I could stop now. Can I stop now? Or if you want to, I don't want to stop now. No. Okay, good. Right? Because if you want to ask me a different question, which is, well, why did this become part of the holiday of Sukkot? Why did this not become part of the holiday of Pesach? Why did this not become part of the holiday of Shavuot? What? Okay, good. Why did this become part of the holiday of Sukkot? I have a suggestion. I don't know, but I have a suggestion. Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't it because like after they when like the rain is gonna be decided and like we're using like the rain?
That is one part of the tefillos of Hoshana Rabbah. This is a different part. What you said is true, it's correct. Right? That it's part of the tefillos of Hoshana Rabbah. Yes. And this is a different tefillah of Hoshanos in general. Not just Hoshana Rabbah, but every hakavah that we do every day. You with me? Yeah? Right? Okay. I think that the answer to your question is that part of Sukkot is God protecting us. Because after all, what was the essence of the original Sukkah? We were out in the desert, and God came and protected us. And so part of the tefillah of Sukkot is tapping back into that original experience of God surrounding us with Anane HaKavod and protecting us. That's the original experience of Sukkot. So embedded in the tefillah of Sukkot is tefillah for protection from our enemies. Does that make sense? Is that, yeah? I don't have a source on the page to say that. That's why I have a suggestion, but I'm not 100% positive, but that makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah? The Ramchal has this idea in Derech Hashem. The Ramchal writes, it's at the end of Derech Hashem. So it's not an easy book, Derech Hashem, but if you, it's interesting. But the Ramchal writes at the end of Derech Hashem that what happened was, you know how we say like on our Chagim, sometimes we say that God was Asanisim Lavosenu Bayamim Ahim Bazman Hazeh, that God did for us miracles in those days and in these times, yeah? So the Ramchal has this theory that Jewish time doesn't like work in a line, it works in like a spiral kind of, yeah? And so that when you come back to a certain point, right, you know, in the spiral, you align. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
And the windows, if you will, doors, gates, whatever imagery you want, between heaven and earth, they reopen. Does that mean, is everybody understanding what I'm saying? Well, let me try to explain. On Pesach, God took us out of Mitzrayim. Pesach is Zman Cheiruteinu, the time of our freedom. So when we come back around to Pesach, right, God reopens the windows of freedom between heaven and earth. Am I explaining this concept decently well? Yeah, you can tap into the original energy again because the Jewish calendar cycles around in a spiral so that when you come back to a certain point, you can connect backwards and forwards with that point. Does that make sense? So if Pesach is over here, if you will, right, and then we go around years and years and whatever, and we come to Pesach over here, right, there's a link in time between Pesach and our Pesach. And so, what was that?
Like a slinky.
Like a slinky, exactly right. And so, if God opened up a certain gate or window, right, between heaven and earth back here in order to do miracles and bring us out of Mitzrayim, then we can connect to it over here. Right? Don't ask me exactly what that means. But I mean, I can explain you the words. But, you know, like, don't ask me how. And, you know, I mean, we do it through our tefillah and through our avodah, through our mitzvot, right? So if on Sukkot, what I'm trying to get at is, if on Sukkot, God performed a grand miracle, and he gave us Anane Akavo that came and protected us in the Midbar, he surrounded us to protect us from elements and from danger, then when we come back around to Sukkot, over here, God reopens those gates, windows, you know, between heaven and earth, and we can daven for protection. It's embedded in the holiday of Sukkot because that was part of the original experience. And so God reopens those gates and windows, and we have a new opportunity now to daven for protection, which is why this is part of our tefillah on Sukkot, to daven specifically for protection. Yeah? So far, so good. Is everybody with me? Now, you asked me before, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Tamar
asked me before, yeah, if this is like Ani Vahu, which it is, right? But there's another Ani Vahu that I know. So just before I get to this part, yeah, so what did we just say? We just said that we use specifically these two names of God because these two names of God are representative of God in the Galut, yes? Representative of God being with us, so that we dive into God and we say to God, we say, God, help us because helping us is going to help you. That's these two names, Anivaho Hoshiana. Yeah? Protect us because that will protect you. Yeah? There's another Gemara, it's on the bottom. Are you ready for this one? It's a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. And the Gemara is talking about a pasuk in Uz Yashir. Maybe you know this pasuk. The Jews, when they came through the Yam, right, they said, Ze Eli Va'anvehu. Elohe Aviv Aromemenu. You've heard that one before? Yeah? This is my God, and I will glorify him. Va'anvehu. The rabbis in the Gemara were very troubled by this word anvehu because they didn't know what it meant. They didn't know what the shoresh was. They didn't know what the word meant. And Abba Shaul, in this Gemara, we can read it together. Did I give you more opinions? Yeah, I did give you more opinions. Oh, sorry. You can read the Gemara there. There's other opinions. I gave you more opinions there. But Abba Shaul in the Gemara says that va'anvehu is not a real word. It's not a real word. It's made up of two different words. Anvehu. And Abba Shaul says, you know what two words it's made up of? Ani vehu. Anvehu is ani vehu. And Abba Shaul says, listen to this, right? It's the last line on the page. Abba Shaul omer va'anvehu hebed domelo. You know what the Jews said? They came through the Yam and they said, Ze Eli, this is my God, va'anvehu. Ani vehu hebe domelo, and I want to try to emulate God. Mahu chanun verachum, afata chanun verachum. Just like God is compassionate and merciful, I want to be compassionate and merciful. Abba Shaul says that when the Jews came through the Yam and they were singing Uz Yashir, part of the song that they sang was Zekeli va'andehu. This is God, and I want to try to be like him. I want to try to emulate him. And what's the word that they used for that? Va'anvehu. Anvehu is actually made up of two different words. Ani v'hu. And how did the Jews mean it when they said it? Ani v'hu. I want to be like God. He and I, right? I and he, right? We are going to try. I'm going to try to be the same. But do those words sound familiar to you? Ani v'hu. They sound familiar? Do they? They are. It's our two names of God. But what did our two names of God mean? We read Yechezkel. We read Yirmiah. What do they represent? They represent God being with us. Is that what you said? You said protecting us, but it's not protecting us. It's God being with us. It's God being with us in the Gola, right? Ani b'toch ha-Gola. That's what Yechezkel said. V'chu asur bazikim. God is bound and tied up. When we're bound and tied up, God is bound and tied up. When we go into the Galut, God goes into the Galut. These are two names of God that emulate God being with us. And here's the catch of the tefillah. Are you ready? Here's the sticky part. Here's the rub. Yeah, here's the downside, right? We learn the strength. Here's the weakness. Are you ready? I think maybe I have no indication if this is true, but this is what I think. This is what I think. I think that when we call out to God and we say Ani v'hu Hoshi'ana, we say, God, be with us, God. God, be with us. God, you're in exile. Help me, help you. You know what God says back to me? You know what he says? He says, okay, I'll come be with you, but then Zekeli va'anveyu. What does that mean? It's the same two words, Ani v'hu. What does it mean? What did the Jews say? When they said Zekeli v'anveyu, according to Abishua, what were they saying? Come on now. I want to be like God. God says, oh, I'll be like you. You want me to be in the galut with you? That's okay. What do I want from you? I want you to be like me. I want you to be rachum. I want you to be chanun. I want you to have compassion and mercy. I want you to take care of each other. I want you to help each other. You see, that's the rub of the tefillah. You see, part of the tefillah, Rabbi Yehuda, when he digs deeper, the first level of the tefillah, we're asking God for protection. Ana Hashem Oshiyana. We go around so that God should protect us, just like God came around by Mitzrayim, just like we went around Yericho. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we can do better. Ana Hashem Oshiyana, that's a good tefillah, but we can say Ani v'hu Oshiyana. Why is that better? Why is that deeper? Because it calls on these two names of God, where God actually protected us. And why did God protect us? God protected us because he was with us, because God felt like he was going into the exile, because God felt that he was chained. And so we say, Hoshana Lemancha, God, help us for your sake. And you know what God says? Oh, I'll help you for my sake. But if I'm going to help you for my sake, that means that you have to live for my sake. Because if we're not living for God's sake, then what's God going to help us for his sake? It's not going to work. Is everybody with me? Is this making sense? Yeah, that's the flip side. That's Zekeli v'anveyu. It's the same two names of God, but it's not God saying Ani b'tocha gola v'hu asur bazikin, that God's saying that he's with us in the exile. It's us saying Zekeli v'anveyu. Ani v'hu. This is my God, and I'm going to be like him. I'm going to bring myself close to God. These two names of God represent God being with us, and they also represent us being with him. And so when we say these tefillot, this is the rub, this is the catch. When we say these tefillot, we say to God, if you want to dig deeper, like Rabbi Yehuda, and we do, because we do both. If you want to dig deeper, like Rabbi Yehuda, you want to say, God, protect us, but not just God, protect us for your sake, then God looks back at us, and he's like, okay, well, then you've got to do your part. Then you've got to be with me. I'll come be with you, you've got to be with me. That's the rub, that's the catch. Yeah? That's the catch. So, oh man, I had two here, but I'm out of time. So we're going to learn just one today. I'm sorry. There is a second approach. It's there. But I did one. It's okay. One is really good. You didn't have to know there was a second approach. I didn't have to make page two. I only had to make page one. And this would have been a totally fine shear. At least I think so. But now you have sources and you can learn them on your own. So let's review, and I'm going to try to put this in a nice package for you. Is everybody ready? Hopefully you could do this part by yourself, because this part is just review. We started with a question. We want to know, why do we go around like that? Doesn't that seem cultish? And I said, I don't know what cult means, so I can't answer that question for you. But what I can tell you is that going around is part of the tefillah. It is a form of tefillah. There's tefillah that we say with our words, and there's tefillah that we perform with our bodies. And walking around is part of the tefillah. And what does that tefillah say? In order to understand that, we need to know the words that we say. And once we know the words we say, we can put together the imagery that we're creating by walking around. And the tefillah of the Hoshanot and the tefillah of the Hakafot is a tefillah that says to God, God, please save us. If there was a time when we could say these tefillot, it would be this year. God, please save us. Please protect us. Encircle us. Surround us. Send angels to protect us from around, like you did when we were by Mitzrayim and you brought your malach to the other side to protect us. Again, bring your malach to protect us. It says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like you allowed us to walk around Yericho and bring down our enemies. Let us bring down our enemies. And then it digs deeper according to Rabbi Yehuda. And it says, God, help us do that, because because you are with us, because we are connected, because we are linked. And then if we want to say that tefillah, and we do say that tefillah, so we do want to say that tefillah, we have to commit ourselves. We have to commit ourselves because that's how it works. We have to commit ourselves to be with God, to care for each other, to take care of each other like God takes care of us. And when we make such a commitment, I hope, when we make such a commitment, when we take care of each other, when we show God that we are trying to be like Him, when we show God that we are with Him, then me, Tain, I pray, because this is our tefillah, that God will come be with us, that God will hear our tefillah, both the words that we say and also the motion that we go through, and God will protect us from our enemies and allow us to be victorious in our battles. Everybody, have a Chag Sameach, and say those tefillot of Hakafot as we go. Everybody, have a great night. Thanks for coming, everybody. Thank you.